Today we are discussing five common letters veterans might receive from VA. To begin, one of the more common letters we see veterans receive is a request for records. VA may request medical records or records from your employer depending on the facts of your case. For example, if you filed a request for TDIU, VA may send you VA Form 4192 and request records from your most recent employer. If you receive treatment from outside of VA's healthcare system, VA may send VA Form 21-4142 and ask that you give permission for VA to obtain your personal information from a non-VA source.
Another common letter veterans receive from VA is a Notice of Improper Form letter. VA may send a veteran this letter if they filled out the wrong form or used a form incorrectly. For example, a veteran may receive a Notice of Improper Form if they attempt to appeal a denial by using a form designated for filing a new claim, rather than one designated for filing an appeal. When VA sends this letter to veterans, it can indicate a potential delay in the veteran's claim, so it's important to remember to respond in a timely manner.
Veterans could also receive a CMP exam, or compensation and pension exam, request via a letter in the mail. Sometimes VA does call the veteran to request a CMP exam, but often VA will mail a letter to the veteran. If you receive a letter requesting a CMP exam, it's important to follow up on scheduling it as soon as possible.
Next, a notice of action letter is a letter sent to a veteran when VA has issued a decision of some kind relating to that veteran's claim. It's sent along with a copy of the decision itself, and it contains an explanation of any changes in compensation, as well as the steps a veteran can take now that VA has made a decision about their benefits.
Finally, the fifth common letter that veterans receive from VA is in regard to dependency benefits. If a veteran is receiving dependency benefits for their child, for example, they will typically receive a letter from VA prior to the child's 18th birthday, notifying them that the child will be removed from their benefits on their 18th birthday. To continue receiving benefits for a child between the ages of 18 and 23 years old, the veteran will need to fill out VA Form 21-674 and send it to VA if the child is attending school full-time or qualifies in another way.
For more information on VA disability forms and award letters, check out some of our other videos and our blog. Thanks for tuning in.